Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm Robert Holly with Home Healthcare News. Before we jump into my conversation with family-directed president Kyle Dowlin, I want to give a shout-out to our podcast sponsor, Homecare Homebase, whose powerful cloud-based home health software streamlines virtually every aspect of your business. Spend less time on paperwork and more time delivering quality care to the patients who need you. Visit hchb.com to learn more. You've probably heard of Home Hero before, the startup once labeled a home care disruptor that was eventually forced to close up shop. But have you heard of Family Directed? That's the relatively new technology-enabled home care company that's trying to breathe new life into Home Hero, while also trying to give consumers more transparency on the home care services they sign up for. Unlike some of its predecessors that vowed to disrupt home-based care, Family Directed isn't trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater, according to President Kyle Dowlin. In fact, apart from its consumer-facing offerings, it actually has an enterprise platform for potential agency partners. I recently caught up with Kyle to learn more about his business plans and where Family Directed fits into the future of home care. I'd like to now welcome Kyle Dowlin to Disrupt. He's the president of Family Directed, a relatively new technology-enabled home care company. Kyle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be on.
A lot of our listeners maybe haven't heard of Family Directed yet, so I want to start just by going over the background, the nuts and bolts of your company. You launched in mid-2018 with the help of a pretty well-known name in the home care space, correct?
Yeah, so we actually launched mid-2019, so early May of 2019, with the assistance of some of the assets from Home Hero, which we acquired in 2018. So our model is one, so Family Directed is a technology company. We operate two sides of a business. The first is a community of caregivers across the country. So this is a community of caregivers looking to work directly for consumers, as well as a technology product to help them work directly for consumers. And so we're built under the notion that transparency is key to supporting success in non-clinical and home care. So our technology solutions enable individuals to, one, find a caregiver, two, interview the caregiver, and then three, create a schedule, create a care plan, and then have insights into when someone's on their way, when they've arrived, what they've done during their shift, and when they've left their shift, all the way through then processing the payments or payroll, depending upon the employment status of the caregiver.
So I want to jump into Home Hero in just a bit, because that's probably a company that a lot of our listeners were familiar with. But when I mentioned a pretty well-known name, I was actually thinking you have an advisor that you're kind of in contact with that a lot of our listeners have probably heard of before.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So William Yarmuth and I came together last year to create the company. So William, as I'm sure some of the listeners are aware of, was the former CEO of Almost Family. Last year, Almost Family and LHC merged to create one of the largest home health and home care providers in the country. And so it's been really a great opportunity to work closely with William, really since the start, to kind of re-identify where we think the opportunities lie, you know, have someone with 35 years of experience understanding where historically home care agencies have, you know, either fallen down with operations or not necessarily had the best, most transparent experience for consumers, and pairing with my background in tech-enabled home care, kind of coming together and saying, you know, where is the real sweet spot for opportunities in this space?
When we talk about the caregivers within your network, how many are we talking about? Could you give us a sense of scale?
Yeah, so we currently have a little over 10,000 caregivers in our network across the country, predominantly in about 10 different states. But we do see organic growth happening in other states across the country as well, which is great and really validating to the notion that, you know, caregivers are looking for additional hours, they're looking for new ways to work, and they're looking to really create their own businesses to go direct to consumers.
All right. So speaking of Home Hero, people might be listening in right now thinking, hey, this sounds pretty familiar. Didn't Home Hero try something similar? Home Hero, of course, ceased its operations a few years ago after trouble with the W-2 employment model. What makes Family Directed different?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Really, one of the biggest learnings from the Home Hero experience was, so Home Hero operated as a DRA in the state of California, domestic referral agency. Ultimately, there are clear rules related to how a DRA can operate. And I think Home Hero took a little bit of a liberal view of really kind of blending the lines between DRA and actual agency, thus kind of getting into a bit of a pickle as it related to, was it an agency that needs to be W-2 or could it actually operate as a DRA? Mm-hmm. The family-directed model is quite different in such a way that we actually empower consumers to do everything. So instead of actually operating as a agency and, you know, really intervening in between the two pieces and coordinating, it's really around empowering families and really around empowering an individual. What that actually means is that, you know, we aren't actually doing anything on the back end. So we're at Home Hero, we were, you know, being the liaison between the caregiver and the client. At Family Directed, the technology empowers it. So the clients themselves interview everyone. They have to vet them. We, of course, make all the information readily available. But once all is said and done, it's a direct relationship versus a DRA-type relationship.
And
at the end of the year, a 1099 comes directly from the consumer or from the client, or the W-2, depending on if they choose a household employer or a contract relationship.
So bottom line is the consumer, the client, ultimately has the decision for whether they hire a caregiver under the W-2 model or the 1099 model.
Exactly. And they choose at which payment rate, and we just support as a technology platform their decision.
When you talk about your tech-enabled home care background, I mean, you actually were with Home Hero.
Yeah, so I was the VP of strategy and development, and so had a really great lens into, you know, how we grew the company and where the opportunities lied as it related to W-2 agency or 1099. You know, just a big believer in the agency model. You know, really think there's a great growth opportunity for risk-based contracting with agencies, but also think there's an opportunity for the direct consumer model, which is, you know, one of the reasons I'm really excited that not only are we focused on the direct consumer, you know, engagement model and direct hire model. You know, we really think there's value in the technology and helping agencies also operate more efficiently and really providing a new lens for families to be involved, which at the same time can be a notion of how do you provide transparency for any member of a healthcare community. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a family member, whether it's a physician, whether it's a case manager, we can provide additional transparency into what's going on with the care.
I think when we talked before, when I was covering Family Directed acquiring Home Hero's assets, you made the comment about how it, you know, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into Home Hero, and it was nice to kind of revive its technology. Could you talk a little bit about that? What does acquiring those Home Hero assets do for Family Directed?
Yeah, so what was great about the experience at Home Hero is we really spent, you know, many years focused on building new process flows and ways in which technology could help create efficiencies at the agency level. And so when we looked at, you know, launching this company, it really became clear that we could accelerate our development cycle and ultimate growth by going and basically acquiring the roadmap that we developed once before. And so we ended up acquiring all of the technology assets as well as the branding for Home Hero. And what that ended up enabling us to do is really giving us an accelerated technology development roadmap. You know, that's not to say that we didn't have to, you know, start certain things from scratch. You know, the way in which Home Hero was built was great for Home Hero's purposes, but the way we think about building a technology platform that is, you know, white labelable, modular in nature, you know, ultimately really as we start to think about building it as an enterprise technology company versus a technology used by an agency itself, there were some deviations we had to make, but one that really helped accelerate us and get us to market much more quickly and give us a much more powerful technology stack to be able to go to market with.
And how does Family Directed make its money? What does that part of the business model look like?
Yeah, so we make our money off of an administrative services fee. So that fee is currently 10%. So basically, regardless of whether you choose to hire a caregiver as a W-2 household employee or engage the caregiver as a 1099 contractor, dependent upon that rate, we then charge an incremental 10%, and that gives full access to the technology as well as the ability to facilitate payments. And what's great is the caregivers really like it. If they're working under a current direct hire model, there's a lot of questions around when someone will actually be paid, and this puts everyone into a very easy-to-understand cycle of payments. You know, basically a work week is Sunday to Saturday, and then payments are remitted on the following Friday. And so caregivers who are currently working, you know, almost in that gray market, kind of direct hire model, are actually bringing their clients to us because they see the value in, one, having additional lead generation for new clients, but two, really having the ability to have a trusted, Switzerland of sorts type technology platform that, one, facilitates the payments, and two, has the validated check-in, check-out, so there's never any question around hours.
Has Family Directed raised any money? I know a lot of tech-enabled home care companies have raised quite a bit in the past. Honor, Home Hero, again, come to mind.
Yeah. So we've taken a little bit of a different approach. We've actually gone the family office route. You know, I think it's really important in healthcare and in home care in particular, really having a long-term view of the market. And that's not to say that venture capital does not. You know, I was a venture capitalist by training. You know, actually had a great opportunity to invest in a lot of different organizations in the tech-enabled home care space and work with them. But it's one where, you know, our viewpoint is probably a 7 to 10 year time horizon with how this market's going to develop. And so we decided to go a path of a little bit more longitudinal capital than pure play, you know, seed early stage venture.
So what really stands out to me about Family Directed is your enterprise platform, which you've kind of alluded to, but we haven't really dug into yet. So you're not positioning yourself or your company exclusively as a direct competitor to home care providers. You actually want to work with them in some circumstances. Why do
Absolutely.
That? Could you tell me a little bit more about that enterprise part of your business?
Sure. So really one of the things we most believe in is this market has two types of people. There are the people who will want to work, so two types of clients. The client who wants to work with a home care agency and has the means to do so, and clients who will never be a home care agency customer because they either do not have the means or they want to do it themselves. They can't get the experience they want. And I think of those segments as two very distinct segments. So, you know, a client who's looking for the lowest cost provider, likely not going to ever be a client of an agency in general. Mm-hmm. So we think there's an opportunity to support the agencies in providing really great front-end engagement experiences to help them retain clients who do fall into that bucket. And do not believe the direct hire model is really all that competitive to what they're doing. It's a very different level of service.
And within that enterprise platform, I mean, the industry is shifting towards electronic visit verification. You could potentially be a solution for EVV.
Absolutely. I like to think of ourselves as EVV Plus. So, you know, having validated clock in, clock out, you know, with GPS coordinates, signature capture at the end of a visit, that's great. We really take it one step further in providing that transparency to the actual family member. So when someone clocks in, you receive a notification that that caregiver has clocked in. You know, we have the ability to say, you know, where's my provider? Then pings the provider's cell phone and asks, are they on their way? They can then say they're on their way. They're, you know, they've arrived. They're running late. Basically, it's an experience that doesn't exist right now in the industry that really, you know, gets at the core of why, you know, people get frustrated with home care. I joked in our article earlier that I know more about my pizza delivery than I do about my home care experience. And you know, it's a joke, but on one hand, it's actually quite true. You know, I don't know who's going to come to my home half the time, especially in home health. It's probably a different nurse every time. At least in home care, there usually is some continuity of care with similar caregivers. But as you start to change schedules as caregivers, you know, we have a huge issue with retention caregivers. As those continue to turn, the caregivers being switched out, I don't know who's coming. So one, our technology helps provide a really easy to understand profile of who's on their way. And when they get there, you know that they've clocked in, and then there's a digital care plan that they can walk through. And in real time, as a family member, as a case manager, or, you know, someone back at the home care agency office, you can see when certain tasks are done, if the caregiver is using their mobile device during the shift. And then when they clock out, they provide a quick shift summary. Everyone receives a notification that the clock out's occurred. And there's, at the end of the day, that's the end of the shift.
We're talking to Kyle Dowlin, president of Family Directed, a tech-enabled home care company that launched earlier this year, earlier 2019. Kyle, what do you ultimately envision for Family Directed? What's your, you know, ultimate goal for your company?
Yeah, so our ultimate goal, really, we want to change the way in which families and consumers interact within the home care space. We want there to be a transparent experience for everyone around the table where there's this immediate trust and understanding of who is coming to your home, what they've done, when they've left, and really create a trusted experience. And so, you know, I think one of the interesting things is our viewpoint in this market is not necessarily national only. You know, we're really excited about international growth opportunities as well. We believe that there are certain markets that have adopted the self-directed model that we can support with our enterprise technology solutions much more so than the United States model. You know, fast forward 10 years, I hope that, you know, we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of users using our mobile applications and really having that an immediate trust with their service provider.
Where else has the self-directed model caught on outside of the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a great question. I was most recently in Australia, really learning about the opportunity in that country. Really fascinating going-ons down in Australia. In 2017, the country actually pivoted from what was historically, so predominantly state-based, state-funded country, supporting disability care and aged care via state payment. It's about a $30 billion country in, home health and home care. Historically, the model was that the state-based funds were distributed directly to an agency, sort of a supply-based model. And in 2017, the country actually pivoted to a demand-based model where they actually empower consumers to directly manage their own funds, which kind of threw the industry for a loop. So it's been interesting to kind of watch how Australia has changed some of their operations, how some of the providers have changed operations down there. And then we've also seen a proliferation of new entrants, similar to kind of the new entrants in the United States, really around marketplaces, things of that nature, where there's this direct hire notion, because the state has now, the federal government or the state governments in Australia have now started to directly fund what are known as NDIS programs or home care package programs.
All right, coming back home to the United States for a second, we've heard repeatedly in the past how, you know, our home care industry is ripe for disruption. As somebody, you know, currently navigating these waters, do you agree with that?
I don't necessarily agree that it's ripe for disruption. I think disruption would indicate that something was broken. And I don't necessarily think home care in the United States is broken. If anything, it works quite well. You know, it may work at subscale operations, you know, but ultimately every small mom and pop agency, the large agencies, they all operate pretty nicely. You know, most are profitable. Whether or not they could be more profitable, sure. I don't think there's an opportunity for quote-unquote disruption. I'm a big believer in iterative innovation versus disruptive innovation, especially in this space. I think there are ways that we can provide small iterations to how the industry operates that basically, as they all kind of add up, you know, will be disruptive in 10, 15, 20 years. But right now, it's really around how do we just provide base level, you know, transparency, base level experience, engagement, and not truly saying, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater and start over from scratch. And I'd say that was actually probably the biggest issue with a lot of the technology entrants, you know, 5 years ago. You know, you had Honor, Home Hero, Home Team, everyone saying they knew how to really, you know, fix the system and start from scratch. Well, we've all seen that all three have kind of pivoted pretty significantly. You know, obviously Home Hero, we went out of business. Home Team, you know, changed leadership. Randy was brought in from, where was he at? Remedy Partners, you know, really bringing a different lens of true experience in healthcare. You know, you have Nita Summers, who was hired by Seth at Honor, you know, had a great opportunity to work with Nita when we were both at Castlight, worked for her. So, you know, really bringing in industry leaders to understand healthcare and really kind of how things change slowly versus saying things are broken is really what's going to drive success in this space.
To me, the analogy that kind of stands out, I think it's, I forget the term, it's path-dependent innovation or something like that, where you're taking a old-fashioned typewriter and turning it into, you know, your modern keyboard, not throwing the typewriter out completely. That's, I think, a good analogy for what you're describing.
Exactly, yeah.
Kind of in line with this conversation still, do you think the industry itself is hesitant to see the kind of innovation that we're talking about? You know, there always does seem to be a sense of pushback when the term tech-enabled home care company is thrown out there.
Yeah, I do think there is pushback. I think part of the concern is really around, I mean, you know, one of the home care's dirty secrets is making the sausage is very dirty. You know, you are constantly calling people trying to, you know, find someone to cover a shift. You're trying to hire individuals. You're trying to basically block and tackle a business very, very slowly. And if you provide an experience that starts to like uncover what that actually looks like, it could be scary to consumers. It could be, you know, and I think there's a concern that home care operators are worried that if they start to really show what goes on behind the, you know, the door, that it could turn consumers off, or they may see, you know, either there's two sides of the coin. One is, it's so crazy that, you know, why would I ever want to work with a home care agency? Or the other side is, it's so easy to do, because once you find a great fit and it's trying to just keep self-perpetuates, that individual could try and, you know, poach that caregiver to hire them directly. So I think that's probably more of the pushback in my mind, is it's just one where the question of why break it if it's not quote unquote broken. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to see, you know, we're starting to see, for instance, you know, Bain's group with Ari, you know, they're really bringing in, I think, you know, a new vision of how you can differentiate yourself. I mean, there's going to be, you know,
and that's just for people listening in, Ari is Ari Madoff from Arosa plus Live Home, I believe.
Exactly. Yes. You know, I think there's really the notion here of how do you differentiate yourself and how do you build a new brand? You know, the 24-hour home care guys have done a great job of really brand development. You know, you look at, you know, it's all around brand development and marketing, and I think we're going to start to see differentiation as it relates to consumer experience. How do you give the visibility to what's going on to a family? And I think that's going to be the driving function for adoption of technology solutions, versus where we've seen EVV, the driving function has been really around fraud prevention, you know, state mandates. I think we're just right on the precipice of organizations starting to understand that transparency is a valuable asset, not a risk.
I think we've covered a lot so far during this conversation, both about family directed specifically and just some kind of high level industry points. What's next for family directed? Any, you know, upcoming moves on the horizon you can maybe give us a sneak peek into?
You know, it's fun. It's a funny thing. You know, we're always continuing to build. Nothing I can talk about specifically, but I can say, you know, come 2020, you know, we've really got some great things lined up. We'll be launching the enterprise platform Q3. You know, one of the things that William and I really wanted to do was retain the Home Hero name and really help breathe life into it. So we'll be launching our enterprise platform under Home Hero. You know, ultimately, it's going to be white labeled, but we'd love to, you know, we wanted to kind of keep the brand living on. So we'll see certain technology partnerships, you know, powered by Home Hero going forward. So I think that's probably what I can share, but we're really excited about what's to come.
Kyle, I think we have time for maybe one more question before we wrap things up here. I'm kind of going through my mind about what we've talked about, what we haven't yet. And one pretty straightforward question that we should hit on is just affordability. How much do family-directed services cost compared to, you know, your legacy home care provider?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So under the direct hire model, you know, inherently the model is less expensive than others. That's driven by the fact that there is, you know, many more services are actually reliant upon the consumer to manage, you know, the overhead. So if you don't have someone, if you're not having to pay for the overhead of an agency, you can pay your caregiver more money and you can then facilitate with their 10% fee. It's only incrementally more expensive. So let's say a typical home care agency charges $28 an hour. Let's say the agent or the caregiver making $12 an hour. Under our model, and we have the home care agency obviously managing the care, managing the case, making sure that the caregiver is vetted, making sure the caregiver is on time, caregiver shows up, if the caregiver doesn't show up, they're replacing the caregiver. Under the family-directed model, the family member is doing a majority of that. So it is a direct trade-off of cost versus power and control. And with that power and control becomes more requirements of what needs to be done. But they're able to pay their caregiver, let's say, $16 an hour, plus the 10% fee of $1.60, that's $17.60 per hour. So right there, you have a pretty meaningful switch, a value of around $28 per hour to $17.60. That would be if they contract with them as a contractor model. Ultimately, if they're a household employee model, tack another 12% on. So now we're saying it's probably $20 an hour. So it's really this question and notion of if the consumer is willing to take on more responsibility, they have the ability to save a lot more money. Like I said earlier, not for everyone. There's two types of people. There's people who want a completely turnkey solution and people who want to do it themselves. So that's why I think they're very different submarkets.
Mm-hmm. And I know I said that was my last question, but I just thought of one more follow-up one. Do you think it helps that, you know, William Yarmuth was part of your history just in terms of perception out there in the industry?
I think William's involvement is very important to the success of our organization. I think just his experience and viewpoints on how this market has developed and should develop are going to help make us more successful. You know, I think it's also great because we have the ability to pick up the phone and really, you know, answer or anyone will answer when we kind of call because of William's involvement. So it's a really, you know, a great accelerant to our growth and business development. He's a highly respected individual. He's, you know, one of the smartest people I've ever worked with, and I'm extremely happy and glad that really grateful that he and I could have the opportunity to work together.
That's Kyle Dowlin, president of Family Directed. Kyle, thank you so much for coming on Disrupt today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. I'm Robert Holly, and this has been a production of Aging Media Network, Chicago, Illinois.